This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply. Jacob Schluter is the Marketing Director for Wildlife Safari. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
Well, I know it's a busy time at Wildlife Safari this springtime. Keep it busy out there. What's going on for Mother's Day weekend?
Absolutely. So Mother's Day weekend, we're chock full of activities. Not only can you meet an elephant or feed a lion, but you can come out and enjoy the feed cups and the drive through and kind of business as usual out here. And then mothers on Sunday there on Mother's Day itself get into the park for free. So make sure that you visit on Sunday with mom. Just let them know at the gate that you're a mother and they will let you in.
Wow. Good deal. And of course, I know every time I talk to somebody at Safari, it seems like you guys have just been staying incredibly busy.
We have been. You know, it's been a record-breaking year for us out here. We usually say we get about a quarter of a million people. Well, last year we got about 309,000 people from all over the state, from all over Washington and California. We've got a large audience now coming out of Southern California, which is exciting. So we've got people coming from all over and experiencing Wildlife Safari and enjoying, you know, Winston and Roseburg here.
So for particular new things that are on the horizon, what do you have ahead?
Up ahead, one of the big things that we really want to highlight is that, you know, we've had trouble. If anybody has visited recently, they've had some trouble getting on our train. Our train has been, you know, it's either broken down or it's hopping off the tracks or whatever. So we're excited that we've ordered a new train. I bet you didn't even know you could just order a train. But we've ordered a new train, and that'll be here midsummer. So we're very, very excited to have people out to experience the new train ride, see some of the new exhibits along the train ride, including the red-tailed hawk and the bald eagle, and working on that.
I know the train has been a bit of a challenge for a long time, but people really like it. But the one that you had has been around for a very long time.
A very, very long time, certainly longer than I've been here. I think longer than either of the Dans have been here. It's been around for quite a few decades now.
So people are going to be excited about that. What about things that are going on with Encounters right now?
Encounters are exciting right now. We're able to reopen some of them up to the public. Of course, they've been in and out with our risk exposures that we've been going in back and forth on. But you can do anything out here right now, from meeting an elephant to posing with a cheetah for a photo. You can go on a cheetah stroll, which is an exciting experience where you get to actually help walk the cheetah. That's a really cool one. What else have we got? We've got a maned wolf encounter. That one's really cool. It's really popular. People love that one. You can feed a red panda. You can do just about anything out here.
And what about looking towards summertime? What kinds of activities are you going to have for kids?
Activities for kids. We have education camps that are going on all summer long. We've got our Cub Club and Eco Explorers, as well as some summer camps. Information on those can be found at wildlifesafari.net/camps. We also have our Junior Zookeeper program, which is an incredibly, I think, important, but it also is an incredibly fun program where kids get to come out and experience what it's like to handle animals, interact with the public. They get to be ambassadors for the park. That's a really, really cool program. It's a month long. You know, you choose your schedule and when you're able to come out and help. And it's a great way for not only to find something for your kids to do this summer, but for kids to get really active and involved in something that's very science, technology, engineering, you know, the STEM programming.
I think kids could probably learn a lot from that experience, from having the regular, you know, contact with the animals and being out there just sort of helping.
Helping out and interacting with the public and teaching people. Not only do you get to experience the animals and handle the animals, but you get to teach people about them and really, really engage. It's probably one of the best education programs that we have out here.
Now, last weekend you had your, and I just forgot the name of it, the Cheetah Run. I don't think I have the name right, though. How did that go?
The Cheetah Fun Run, the 5K, was really well attended. It was a great little run. It was through the village here. We do those a couple times a year. We do a turkey trot as well as usually a summer run. So that was probably our summer run. that one was really popular. People really like the turkey trot around Thanksgiving time, so be sure to look forward to that.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of people that did the run last weekend. They really liked it, and it had a very enjoyable time, and said it wasn't the easiest course. It was a bit of a challenge, and so they enjoyed that as well. Just another way to enjoy the park. What about big infrastructure projects, big construction, anything that is being worked on this summer?
This summer, we're working on a lot of projects, and we've actually gotten a lot of them done. So we had a major fundraiser for something that's maybe not so exciting for the public, but is really exciting for us. We have a new holding barn, and that's complete. That was a big project because it allows us, of course, to not only hold animals, but to bring in new animals and to have babies. Babies are always very popular, of course, here at the park. We've re-rocked our road, so it's a little bit less of a bumpy ride, so that's exciting for us. We're working now on some preliminary plans on getting a new giraffe barn, which would be a really cool experience. We'd be able to do giraffe feeds basically all day. What else have we got going? Lost it.
Well, yeah, just so much out there, and of course, an opportunity for people to see all these animals, and I think local folks, they get kind of used to it, and people that come from out of the area are just shocked that all these animals are available to be seen.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a story that one of our former board members used to say, and that was, you know, she went into a classroom and asked how many of the kids had been to the coast, and not many of them raised their hands. So she said, how many of those kids have the opportunity to go to Africa if they're not even going to the coast? So we're really excited to provide that service here at Wildlife Safari. You get to go on what is basically an African safari. You get to experience animals in a way that you can't experience them anywhere else. Our up-close encounters, you get you up close and more personal than anywhere else. So we're really, really excited to welcome people, not only locals, but non-locals as well.
And explain the membership out there at Safari and how that works.
Membership is a great option, especially for locals. It allows people, the baseline membership is $120, and it allows people to go through the park as much as they want for one calendar year. So not for the season or for one, you know, for our year or for 2021, but for a whole calendar year from when you buy it. So that allows you to go through the drive-through as many times as you want. That includes train rides, some discounts, and the Safari Cafe and the gift shop. So that's a really great option. If you use it more than once, if you come through twice, you've more than paid for that membership. So we like to really highlight that for locals as a great, affordable way to experience the park and to be able to come out and see all the new stuff that we're constantly doing. You know, we're always on the move out here.
Jacob Schluter, Marketing Director of Wildlife Safari, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having us.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrett's and Building Supply.